I think you came in when we were gathering signatures for the Toxics Right to Know law, right?
Yeah, that was in, well, the law passed in 1996, and that's actually when I started to get involved. So
And that
kind of
was
on the
with
tail.
Citizens for Public Accountability.
Right.
And Citizens for Public Accountability was formed because Hyundai was coming to Eugene, and people were alarmed for a number of reasons. It was an industrial complex out in a rural area,
In a wetlands.
and it was going to be releasing toxic chemicals, and we didn't know really what ones they were. So the idea was there ought to be public accountability for activities that put the community at risk. So we basically went to the streets, got 11,000 signatures on a Toxics Right to Know reporting law. It took a lot of hours being out on the street by a lot of people, but it wasn't that hard because, of course, they would often say, "You mean I don't already have that right?"
And the law you were referring to, it's very much a human rights doctrine, because even though the regulatory agencies has records about what is being emitted from all of these industries, these records are not the kind of thing that your average person could get access to or even understand. They're highly technical. So by creating this publicly accessible database of what's going into the air, what's going into the water, what's going into the product, you opened up, your vision, Mary, was to open up that information for all the public to have.
Right. And soon after we passed this law, the state legislature, they passed a law that said no other community could pass a law like
That's
this.
right. They really
In,
clamped
in,
down on it.
and I thought, you know, we succeeded in Eugene because clearly people believe they should have the right to know about what toxics are in their community. So it's a great history of citizens demanding accountability for toxics and other impacts.
That's right.
And that's the history of toxics in Eugene, whether it's the aerial spraying of herbicides for forestry, whether it's the release of toxics by Hyundai. People believe they ought to have the right to know.